think we lose something in the text here because I get that we were repeating things like the cloporid and others there, but things like dicamba are not long lasting. They may pass through the gut of an animal, but they're not long lasting in the environment. So I think in the text it's actually separating the two from the issues that they actually. In one point they're saying it's long lasting because it binds to organic matter. Another one they're saying here's an example of it passing through a gut animal, and then we use the contact herbicides later on as well, or metribuzin. I just wonder whether it still stays in the text, but because it's actually talking about where it's relevant and the cause and effect is there. But could go either way.